What's going on, wrestling fans? Welcome into another edition of Near Falls with D-Hall, a wrestling podcast. Today, it is my favorite episode of the year. My favorite project, the Whipio preseason preview. So pumped up to release this to you guys. Just right off the bat, we're doing it a little bit different than we did last year. Last year, I had them all together on one. It was like 3 hours long. It was a lot. This year, I'm changing it up. Each single team is going to have their own little video, their own little episode of the pod. So you won't have to sift through all the other stuff. Super excited for that. We talked to all these different coaches, man. I had 30 guys come on from across AA and AAA, which shattered my goals for this year, which is awesome. So yeah, man, just super excited to release this to you guys. It was a lot of fun. These coaches were open and honest. They had great insight, and for me, man, just to sit down and listen to these guys talk about what they're wrestling, there's not much better in my world. So without further ado, here is the Whipio preseason preview. Thank you guys, love Jens, as always, brought to you by Switch Custom Apparel.
Welcome to the Near Falls Whipio Show, where D-Hall and Kaz are gonna tell you all the things you wanna know. Whether it's Trinity or Spencer Lee or Mr. Kurt Angle, just ask Vinny D, Whipio, Ken and Mac for sure. They got the interviews to serve your soul.
Okay, joining me next on the call, we have head coach of Thomas Jefferson, the TJ Jaguars, Coach Michael Laddick. How are you, sir?
Good. How are you doing?
Super pumped up to have you on, as always, my main man. Let's go. Bring in the energy. One of my favorites. Super pumped up, man. And the TJ Jaguars, you're bringing a squad. We're about to get into them. But first things first, a new question I'm bringing to the show this year, which I love. Talk about the alumni. Who's wrestling in college? Who's doing things outside of the wrestling world? What you got going on with the alumni group?
So, you know, we've been blessed to have guys wrestle at Division III, II, and I. Max Shaw is finishing up his last year down at North Carolina. Brian Finnerty's down at West Virginia University. Michael Zacher is up at Mercyhurst. Alex Weber's out at the University of Pittsburgh at Johnstown. Kale Bacaizo and Gabe Galeotto are out at John Carroll out in Ohio. We've had some guys graduate. Dom Devine, who came back and worked out with us for a year. You know, he's living that single life down in Pittsburgh now. I can't blame him, you know, coming in after the pandemic. You know, he wanted to get out and find a girlfriend. I can't blame him. But guys have been really getting after it. You know, they've been hitting up opens. They've been doing things. They've been competing. We have guys in the club level. Dane Seipold, who graduated from us last year. I mean, he's up at Slippery Rock and competing on the club team. And we've had other guys do that. We've had even Jimmy Malenga, who graduated from college about 1 or 2 years ago. He was down at NAI in a small school down in Kentucky. So it's been really nice to see guys follow up with it and continue on after high school, embrace it. Some guys have came back and wanted to coach and be a part of it. And others are using it as a means to an end, right? It helps them get to school. It helps them get their degree. And, you know, either going to coach or do other things. It was real nice because Tashan Campbell came back and did a mini clinic for us this year. He's at Michigan State University. Now, he's not a Thomas Jefferson guy, but he's your guy, right? He's one of mine and, you know, one of my absolute favorites. And, you know, it's kind of surreal because, you know, everyone was sending me pictures of him at the national tournament coaching and I'm just smiling. You know, I'm just like, oh, that's cool. And then he was telling me that he was dropping some one-liners and stuff like that to his kids, but he's adapting them. So it's great to see them grow. You know, it's kind of a weird point for me because I've been out of competition and I've been coaching longer than I've been out of competition as of this year. And so that's a little like step backish for me to go, wow, you've been really coaching for quite some time. You know what I mean? And,
right.
And trying to stay abreast of it. And we have some new faces on our team, not just on the staff, but also kids as well too.
Nice. I love that. Okay. Now let's talk about that off-season program. How's it gone for you guys? Have you built it to get these guys ready for the start of the season?
Man, it's been great. I went to Aruba this summer, took my wife down there. had a great time. That's not a joke. The thing is, as I talked about last year, is there's such high quality competition in Western Pennsylvania and there's so many good guys. I would be doing a disservice. And I don't say that negatively, right? Like I'm not built and designed within Thomas Jefferson Wrestling to be the best wrestler in the room. It's my job to kind of have foresight to manage to like play the big picture and bring it in and rein it in when possible. You know, guys have been going down. I mean, you look at what Sean Marlowe did in the offseason. I refuse, would never even accidentally say, oh, I played a part in that. You know, their dads, their parents are very, very adamant about seeking them out, taking them to the best clubs, taking the best competition, getting the best private training, doing all the additional stuff while we have guys playing football, lifting, getting strong, doing that. Some guys stay local. You know, Justin Lexi, he's a senior for us this year. He went out and he's gone down to Quest, and that was his choice that he went down there. Cameron Timko has been going out there. There's a guy who was, you know, started for us, came up as a freshman, had a tough go till about mid-January, made some adjustments, qualifies for the WPL tournament, medals in the Allegheny County tournament, stuff like that. Those kids have been really self-driven. We've been pushing leadership, and some people will view that as a cop-out. But I've never been a freestyle Greco guy. You know, I did a little bit. I dabbled in it. But I can't keep up with the rules on that. I can't keep up with that sport. That's a totally different dynamic. And I know there are guys like Bill Evans. And I remember Steve Ansani back in the day. Those guys are hardcore. Like, they cannot wait to get into that Greco freestyle season. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, let them spread their wings and fly. Because right. I'll learn just as much from them, if not more, than I would from a coaching clinic. You know, they come back, hey, coach, I've been doing this, or hey, I've, you know, added this to my offense, or I think this would be good for these kids on our team, or maybe we could do this drill and this technique. You know, I went up to UPJ this summer to do it. I was there for, you know, a half day to do the clinic. They got me following Cody Law. Like, what? Like, what? Are you guys serious? Like, you know what I mean? Like,
I know.
You know, like, I said it to Maddox. I was like, look, they got me following. They showed, like, he sent me a picture of like one of his fight photos, and there was like a picture of me that I like took on his phone by accident. So, I mean, you know, that's a tough act to follow. You know, I'm like a ham and egger, you know, and
I hear you, brother.
He's like a national champ and professional fighter. But having that in my brain, like it doesn't give me this false sense of security that like I have the right answer. Right.
Right.
You talk about not only the kid changeover, but we lost Gus and Willie. Yeah. You know, Gus, you know, family man, he's got three kids. He's got two farms. You know, Willie just got married and he's looking to spread his wings out here. And I've been blessed because we got James Fleming. We got Snapper on our program now, you know, and he's come in.
Wow. James Fleming's back. That's yes. Awesome.
And so, you know, that you talk about luck, blessed, whatever you want to call it. You know, I had Jordan Moss, who was a state champion. My father was an All-American. You know, Gus was an All-American. Willie was a four-time All-American. Now I got Snapper, who's a two-time D1 All-American. Like, I'm the least qualified dude in the room. You know what I mean? Like, I'm managing and keeping things going. And you know, I'm not trying to downplay it to be funny, but I'm also realistic. He comes in, Snapper comes in. He's like, oh, what do you think about this? What do you do with this? Real meticulous and real thorough, and has a real good read on guys. And he's in it. I mean, he's very, very passionate about it. He had his club D1 that he was running, and he still has guys, and he's looking to pick them up. And he just loves the sport of wrestling. I mean, he's been doing stuff in the city of Pittsburgh. So, you know, we have a lot of avenues here at Thomas Jefferson. It's always a wide open door. But I've been really lucky with who I've got, and I've learned so much every single year. I learn from more guys that come in and have these conversations, and the kids benefit from it because it opens them to different doors where they may not just be comfortable. They're like, oh, I do have great coaching within the room, but they're promoting me to go to other coaches, to learn, to go to open tournaments, to wrestle in different states, to come across different competition, so that they can bring it back in and hopefully put the final product on the mat during the season.
No doubt. Yeah, that sounds great. And I agree with you, man. It's interesting. I always enjoy having you on because you have a completely different aspect than the typical head coach. And it's, hey, man, the proof's in the pudding, man. You produce state champions. You produce really tough kids. And I enjoy watching your program grow. So on top of that, as we get into the season, who are some of these leaders that you found in your program, in your room, specifically, you know, the wrestlers on the mat?
It's easy to go from the top four guys we got coming from last year. You got Maddox Shaw, Bodie Marlowe, Shepard Turk, and Brady Fitz. To, you know, Shaw was a WPL champion. Marlowe took third. You know, Fitz and
Shaw won a tournament this offseason, I think.
Yeah, he won Super 32. Like, you know, like, You know, so you know, he's been great for us, and he is, again, there's a kid that if he had an excuse, like, he could definitely throw it out there, never does it. On time to practice every single time, hilarious. Doesn't, like, he and I don't talk wrestling, you know what I mean? Like, we do, but we don't, you know, we just talk about stupid things like milkshakes, and you know, like, he just keeps it because he's got a light switch, right? Like, so when he turns it on, boom, he's in. And then if he's not, he's just in his own little world doing his things. You know, other guys take that approach. You know, you look at Shep. Shep's a big team guy. He's one that has just, like, committed because he's coming from football. I mean, if there's a three clap, he's got it. You know what I mean? But he's also, you know, he was top six last year. And there were all seniors ahead of him. And so that provides a little bit of pressure. But he's been working and he's been building. Brady Fitz has been fighting, lifting, getting stronger. He got hungry there at the end of the season. You know, he had a couple tough losses there that he's been trying to build upon and get some momentum. And the same with Marlo. I mean, he's one match away from meddling in that blood round. That kid from O&J Roberts goes all the way back through and takes third. So he lost to the state runner-up, and then he lost to the kid to take third. I mean, that and 50 cents will get you a can of Coke. But, you know, but it's something in his head that's motivating him. He placed out in the Open in Las Vegas. I mean, he has been grinding all summer. And then you throw in the guys that are coming up. You've got Zach Rehak, who's a freshman coming on our team from the junior high. Zach LeBrier, who's going to find a starting position on our team this year. He's been working hard. You've got Trent Miller, who's looking to find his way. Justin Lexi, as I talked about, Cameron Timko, Liam Overdorf. I mean, here's all these guys on our team that are finding spots for filling holes. And I took the brunt of it. I believe I said this last year. After COVID, it was hard. We took a two-year hit on the dip, you know what I mean? And that we had to go with the guys we had, but we had gaps. We did not have enough guys to fill these spots. And now we're kind of putting the pieces together. We're still inexperienced in some spots. That's to be expected. It's still high school wrestling. But I mean, for what it's worth, we're competing. We've got an incredibly challenging schedule. We started Hampton. We go to Beast of the East. Then we go to Powerade. Then we go to Midwinter-AM. And then we go to the Allegheny County Tournament. On top of the fact that we've got Norwin, Pentrafford, Franklin Regional, West Mifflin, and Ringgold, like, bing, 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 it's nightmaric. You know what I mean? But the community of Thomas Jefferson, when I got there for wrestling, said, we want a harder schedule. We want more challenging competition. We want high-quality coaches. We have high expectations for our kids. Okay? Let me see what I can do, right? Like, if you're – I'm always five votes away. That's what I say. You know what I mean? It takes five school board members to say – deuces, I've been fired once before, so it wouldn't surprise me to happen again. You know what I mean? Rick Johnson holds that against me. He's like, every year I say, he's like, because of you. If you kept your mouth shut at South Fayette, you would still be. I was like, I don't know if I'd still be there at this
point. Right. You
know, sorry, I didn't mean, you know, I didn't mean to get fired.
Hey, it happens.
It does, but I mean, you look at that schedule of where we started.
Right.
And again, that's not a knock on any of the tournaments that we pulled out of or not going into. You're leaving King of the Mountain to go to Beast of the East, right? I mean, but we don't see those guys at Beast. There are teams from District 1 and District 11 that, with guys who have state aspirations and goals, we've got to get a visual on those guys. The prep schools are the prep schools. There's nothing I could do about that, right? We're going to see them at Powerade. We'll see them at Beast of the East and on your merry way. But for the public schools and the parochial schools that we're going to be running into, that is critical for our kids to encounter. And some of our guys who may not be as experienced, they still get the bright lights, right? Like, we've had kids win a match in the consolation round, the Powerade tournament. That's a big deal. I don't care what you are. That's a win at that tournament. And our kids value that kind of stuff. And so if they can take a step, we'll keep moving, D-Hall. You know the drill.
I love that. My man, appreciate that. Okay, next thing I have on the list, room games, dodgeball, kickball, handball. What do you guys get into?
Nothing. I refuse to do any of that Mickey Mouse stuff. I don't care. I saw that thing, that video about Penn State, and they're playing dodgeball. I'll tell you what, you give me 15 Penn State wrestlers, we'll throw water balloons in practice for all I care. Not a shot. Am I going to
have one? You kind of have one. No. You got a pit wrestler on your team, too.
Right there. That's the most you can do. I am not doing – that would be the day. Can you imagine a talented kid in my room? Hello. Yes, your son? The returning state qualifier. He blew his knee out playing – I know this is going to be really hard to say this. We were playing dodgeball. What? I told you I was already fired. Like, I'm like I'm not getting dipped for dodgeball. You're gonna get me for something good. You know, they're gonna get me for something like, hey, wait, you know, this is a little bad. Not a shot. Gus would get on me. Gus would say this all the time. Let's go play ultimate frisbee in the pothole-ridden side field that they have at Thomas Jefferson, where the deer run and the gophers and the moles are digging holes. We're not playing ultimate frisbee. You want to play ultimate frisbee? March 16th. Knock yourself out. You can play all the way till October 1st. But soon as we get to October 8th, 9th, or 10th, whatever that Monday is, not a chance. My kids can't even play pinochle. Like, I'm going to put them and play dodgeball? Not a shot. Because my coach used to do that. He used to play dodgeball. I'm like, what are you doing? You're knocking all this stuff off the wall. He's like, oh, get some loosened up. You didn't hear it jogging? Do some front rolls and back rolls. Like, what are you doing? I'm out on that one. Because we used to, you know, remember I used to put the shirt in the back of your shorts and you would run? Nothing.
Nothing.
Get in, put that crappy music, whatever you guys want to listen to, get stretched out. Let's go. We got to wrestle.
Out of there
by 5:30. Thanks for coming. See you at the barbecue.
Coach Ladick. A different approach, but a good approach. I love it, my man. Okay, next thing I have on the docket, social medias. How can we follow your squad this year?
So our Twitter handle, we're working on getting that back up and running, or is it X, whatever you guys want to call it anymore. Hold on one second.
You're fine.
I have it just in case it changed. So it is, I apologize, this is one of those stop gaps there. At Capital TJ Wrestling. TJ, they put the TJ on the other end of it. So we'll try to get that up to date and get guys fresh with, you know, pictures and photos as we travel and go around and do our thing.
My man. Okay. Anything or anyone you want to shout out before I leave you go?
I got to be honest with you. I got to shout out all the guys that I've ever coached with. You know, Rich Pattinato's down at Chartiers Valley, and he was my guy. He was with me with Carr when he won a state title. Brandon Miller's back in town. He's been busy. He was my assistant at Penn Hills, and he was the head coach at Norm for a little bit. He was under Bill Clausen as well. Jordan Moss always has a place in my heart. My dad, for sure, obviously. Gus and Willie and Dom and all the TJ, to all the TJ wrestlers and the TJ community. They've been nothing but supportive. They've given me basically carte blanche to come in. And if we're going to be full transparency, that goes with Bill Chirpak, who's my athletic director. He has never batted an eye at me. He's given me everything that I've ever needed and supported it. Came to every single state tournament and watched every kid medal along the way at Thomas Jefferson. He's never missed a beat up there with us. He's been phenomenal, and I'm greatly appreciative of it and the people in the community and what you guys are doing. I really do. I really like the independent media circuit. I think it's the right thing to do. I think it gets a more authentic approach. You know, you can only get so much within 3 to 5 minutes, but you guys take the time to do 15, 20 minute, you know what I mean, interviews. And I think it's great for our kids. I think it's great for the sport. And I think it's great for the future of the sport, which is continually evolving.
My man, appreciate that. You did everything and you rubbed me down a little bit there. I appreciate you. And man, I can't wait to see you at the tournaments and talk shop with you. You're one of my favorites. And you always bring the energy, and I expect nothing less, my friend.
I appreciate it. Thank you for having me.
My man, have a good one.